The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senators making their final remarks on the floor, and sometime within the next 90 minutes or so, the process for Brett Kavanaugh will reach its apex. It appears Republicans have the necessary votes to promote the judge to the Supreme Court. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska says Kavanaugh's been a thought leader in the judiciary.
I am confident that Judge Kavanaugh will be an outstanding Supreme Court justice. I look forward to voting in favor of his confirmation. He will serve the American people with distinction.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Tokyo meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe ahead of heading to Pyongyang Sunday for his meeting with Kim Jong-un. Pompeo's pledging that during his meeting with Kim on Sunday, he will raise the cases of Japanese citizens abducted by North Korea. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot. I'm often asked when meeting with prospective clients, does radio work? Absolutely, I say. And we have plenty of success stories to share. Listeners have more ways to listen than ever. They have our new FM signal in the West Metro, smart speakers like Alexa, and our free mobile app. Listeners are finding us, so let your business be found too. Consider advertising on The Patriot and see how radio will work for you. Call us at 651-405-8800.
AM 1280 The Patriot, intelligent radio for the Twin Cities. More of Mitch Berg and the Narn in just moments. But first, a reminder to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. It is a great way to stay up to date on what's happening here at AM 1280 The Patriot. And as I've told you before, a great way to win a prize from time to time. Today, forecast-wise, cloudy, a daytime high of right around 50. Tonight, cloudy, we'll see an evening low dropping down to around 40.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, a.k.a. the show that sends us your tired, huddled masses yearning to see red. That's what we say. The show that is making talk radio great again, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. The closer edition, me, Mitch Berg, every Saturday, 1 to 3, since 2004. Brad Carlson, the headliner. No, I'm the headliner. Brad's the closer. All these years, I still tangle those up. Brad's the closer every Sunday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280, The Patriot. And King Banyan, who does the best economics show on the radio anywhere in the world, every Saturday morning, 9 to 11, on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. We are the three, the trident, the triune Northern Alliance Radio Network, dominating Twin Cities Weekend Radio, ergo dominating Twin Cities Weekend Radio. As you heard on the top of the hour news, the nomination, actually I should say confirmation, of future Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh would seem to be playing out according to a pattern that we've had repeated with countless Saturday news stories over this past 14 years, i.e. the news will actually break moments after we get off the air. Never fails. And I ran down the list a while ago of all the stories that broke while we were on the air, and it just goes on and on and on. Anyway, it looks like this will be one of them, but barring any major change on the part of somebody who has promised to vote yes for Brett Kavanaugh and his confirmation under the U.S. Supreme Court, it looks like he will join the Supreme Court at the earliest opportunity and work on reestablishing the fact that he is a person of great, immense legal intellect and pristine legal temperament, notwithstanding the fact that he, like pretty much anyone, especially like pretty much any conservative, may have taken some umbrage at being called a participant in group rapes. It was an editorial cartoon I saw the other day. Just said, hey, all I – it shows a caricature image of a typical feminist going, hey, all I did was accuse you of leading group rape sessions. No need to get so cranky. Of course. So hopefully we'll get past that and move on to the next battle of Stalingrad in our ongoing cultural war. As I said with Jason Lewis just a few minutes ago, by the way, it's always fantastic to interview Jason Lewis. I mean, he's one of the best in the politicians to interview in the business because, of course, he spent many, many, many years as a talk show host. He knows what makes a great interview. And I always have a blast talking with Jason. This was no exception. But as we pointed out, what used to be a fairly Pollyanna-ish assurance on my part that politics has been worse in this country, that the elections of 1828 and 1928, where the ethnic tensions were explosive, and the post World War One tensions, or the tensions between populists and the last of the founding fathers were explosive back in 1828, and people actually died in political duels back then. The politics in this country has been ugly in the past, and unfortunately, I think there's the way things are going, they're going to be headed that way, the same or worse at this rate, if someone doesn't take a deep breath and start thinking for the good of this country. And by someone, I mean someone on the left. 651-289-4488. We got people who've been waiting on the phones patiently. Let's go to Northfield. Jeff, waiting patiently on the line. You are on the Northern Alliance. Go right ahead.
Hey, I wanted to talk about a couple things that really have to happen for this state to turn red.
Hit it.
First, in the 3rd District, pro-Trump people just really aren't excited about Eric Paulson. They need to get over that, and yep. They need to go out and vote for him. And then the other part, which is kind of more important in my book, I live in the 7th District, and I'm telling you, that is a winnable seat for Dave Hughes. And for some reason, he keeps getting left out when they mention the 1st and the 8th District. Colin Peterson is probably the most conservative Democrat in Congress.
Yep.
And the Democrats are simply out of touch with even him. He needs to be shown, you know what, that's not your party anymore. Step aside, rethink, you know, your values, you know, and we need to elect Dave Hughes to that seat. And I think if people start to talk about Dave Hughes in the 7th District, it becomes even more winnable. That's a winnable
absolutely seat. And by the way, I cannot possibly disagree with you. Now, I have some kinship with the 7th District because I grew up in North Dakota, and the 7th is basically East Dakota. And the people in North Dakota, where I grew up, had the similar kind of pattern. I mean, they're very conservative. I think North Dakota's voted for president for a Democrat once since it gained statehood. That was in the 30s. And yet, for decades, they kept returning these Democrats, very similar to Colin Peterson, maybe slightly to his left, the likes of Kent Conrad and Byron Dorgan and Earl Pomeroy, to Congress. And eventually, in 2010, that all changed. The big midterm sweep gave them a mostly Republican delegation. It looks like Heidi Heitkamp has signed her way with this vote today out of a political career with any luck at all. People up there do tend, I mean, the power of incumbency is incredibly strong in a district like the 7th. Absolutely it is. And it's going to take a lot to elect him out of office. That being said, Dave Hughes has run a heck of a campaign. Having the Trump endorsement can't hurt. Having Donald Trump appear in Fargo, which is the western suburb of the 7th District, cannot have hurt him. And it will be an upset if Dave Hughes pulls this off against one of the most entrenched incumbents anywhere in D.C., and someone who has put a lot of effort and money into remaining an entrenched incumbent. But nothing's impossible. As we saw 2 years ago, anything can happen, and I can be surprised as easily as anyone. Back to your first point. You're right. The Trump audience in the 3rd District has been lukewarm on Eric Paulson. Eric Paulson is seen as something of a purple Republican, and with good reason. His district has been moving purple. The population centers in the 3rd, Eden Prairie, Edina, West Bloomington, Minnetonka, have been drifting blue as people fleeing Minneapolis and the failure of the DFL regime in Minneapolis flee to those parts of the east, eastern part of the 3rd District, but bring their noxious, stupid politics with them, which is why you have places like Edina going mostly Democrat or electing, again, very purple Republicans like Dario Anselmo, who is a good friend of this broadcast. I disagree with him on a couple key issues, but on the other hand, it's better than what he replaced. I hate to say it. Now, if there's something that should draw the Trump people out of the woodwork, hopefully to vote for Eric Paulson, even with all of his warts, it's the fact that Dean Phillips would be a part of the same machine that has been slandering them and the men they love for this past couple weeks and labeling them by dint of their skin color and gender as and social class as deplorables for the last 3 years here. And if you're not excited about Eric Paulson, oh, believe me, I've heard the tales and I kind of get it. He's a little to the center for my taste myself. And better than the alternative isn't always the most satisfying answer, but sometimes in politics, especially in a district that has gone as purple as the 3rd, it's the answer you got to take. God bless Dave Hughes. I hope lightning strikes up in the 7th here. I hope to get Dave on the show in the weeks before the election here. Let's go to Hopkins. Dan, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You're on the air.
Hello, Mitch.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Say, it's a great day in America. Brett Kavanaugh, I believe, I mean, count our chickens before they hatch,
yep.
Will be the man. Will be the man, and it's so exciting. I'm so happy for him and for the country. And But I have a question about the debates coming up.
Yep.
You know, these are key debates. Not a lot of publicity or not a lot of viewership probably on the parts of the general public concerning the debates.
Yep.
Now, there's one coming up on Tuesday. It's going to be on the Liberal Neighbor.
Yep.
maybe liberal is probably being generous. And what do you think, you know, where are they going with the questioning? It's, you know, it's really sick. I don't know. It's sad that the debates are not like we would know debates to be in high school where
right.
You would have a topic, pro and against.
Yep.
It's let me spring this on you.
Yep. It's an endless stream of ambush questions, and they're not debates. Let's be generous, they're forums where people throw questions out and there's some unstructured rambling on the subject. And really, that's if you're lucky, the rambling's on the subject, because one of the things that they tell politicians now when they start getting into the business is answer the question you want the interviewer to have asked you. And so you get, I mean, evasion is built into the system right now. And so if you're lucky, you might get a little engagement on actual issues, but it's mostly, and by the way, I will say this, the Channel 2 debate between the attorney general candidates was much better than most.
Awesome.
That was really good. And of course,
it
helps that Doug Wardlow, I've stuck the landing and absolutely got the end zone happy dance on that one. I mean, he and I'll give it credit where it's due. Eric Escola did a heck of a job. A very even-handed job and did a fine job of making both candidates, which is what journalists are supposed to do. And you don't hear me complimenting the media much, but Eric Escola did a heck of a job. I think
maybe they're playing their hand. Let's be hard on Ellison because now he's not going to win, and and then we'll be soft on walls and soft, because that's coming on the 12th, isn't it? The walls, John,
yeah,
debate.
I believe so. And by the way, I'll say this, and by the way, thanks for your call. As always, Dan, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. It is a fact that the media as an institution trends to the left, and most individual members of the media, if you stick a needle in their vein, they'll bleed blue one way or the other, most of them. As an institution, certainly, they trend towards the left. There is no deny. I've had people try to deny this to me, and I just have to ask them, how many moons orbit the world on which you are living at this point? And yet, I do believe, in fact, I know, that a lot of individual reporters do their level best to get the job that journalists are supposed to do. Eric Escala, I think, does a good job. I don't think he has a great deal of sympathy personally for Republicans. I should say for the Republican cause. But I think he does does his level best to be a good reporter and cover all the issues as fairly, there's no such thing as objectivity, but as fairly and dispassionately as possible. Pat Kessler, I believe, does the same. I think he should be credited for it. I think most of the reporters at Minnesota Public Radio News do a decent job, although we're seeing some breaks in that, I believe. We'll have to talk about that after the election. I've got a few words to say for my friends at Minnesota Public Radio. But in fact, that most reporters, I think, do what they believe to be their level best. Some of them don't. I mean, Carrie Miller at Minnesota Public Radio, who is a personality host, she still portrays herself as a journalist, but she's basically a partisan political host. No less so than I am, let's be honest. I think Esme Murphy does a fairly terrible job. And while she doesn't put herself out there as a partisan host, I mean, you know them by their actions. But I think most reporters try. And sometimes can actually be convinced to see past things that they didn't know before. We got examples of that happening in the past as well. 651-289-4488. Jim Hagedorn's going to join us at some point here in the broadcast. Go nowhere. The fun's just beginning.
Who in the midterms? What do they stand for? And how will it affect my family? Will they cut taxes? Fix health care? If you have a stress headache from all the noise of the midterms, consider the Battleground Talkers Tour your remedy. Get the facts from Larry Elder, Dennis Prager, and Michael Medved. October 25th at the Radisson Blue Mall of America. VIP tickets are sold out, but preferred seating and general admission are available at am1280thepatriot.com.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Hysterical opposition to Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court isn't based on the alleged sexual assault of a teenager in the distant past. It's based on fears of judicial assault on the purported right to abortion in the near future. The determination to defeat Kavanaugh stems from the misinformed idea that any revision in Roe v. Wade would render abortion illegal in every state in the union. In fact, even a full reversal of Roe v. Wade would give states more choice, not less. There is no chance that every abortion would become illegal, just as, under Roe, no state has made every abortion legal. In the end, Americans can only come to terms with this complex issue by trusting the people of each state to make their own decisions through their elected legislatures. I'm Michael Medved.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate program. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
You're finally thinking about retirement, and I'm sure you're wondering, do I have enough money to retire? Will I be able to take that trip, buy that special something, or visit the kids? Now is the time to get your arms around your money, protect and grow your nest egg, so you can live out your retirement dreams. Join us at Online Trading Academy. Call us for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone. Use keyword OTA. Again, #250, keyword OTA.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651 289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me, and I hope you do. You can also join me on Twitter. Yeah! Hashtag N-A-R-N show. Hey, don't forget Battleground Talkers Tour. There are still a few preferred tickets available. There's still general admission still. Those are $20. Make sure you get out to am1280thepatriot.com. Get in. This is going to be the event of the fall, except for the election, of course. Never want to see anyone quite like you anywhere but at the Battleground Talkers Tour. We can't all be winners. 651-289-4488, the number to call. And we'd love to have you join us. The calls have been off the hook this last couple weeks here. I don't know if it's the weather or just the fact that people are getting exercised about the election. I suspect a fair amount of both. By the way, one thing that people are not exercised about, I'm watching live video from, well, I'm watching a bunch of live videos right now from out in Excelsior right now. Protect Minnesota, the woefully misnamed anti-gun group, which I have been engaging against for years, really, since I started this broadcast. They are a smug, sanctimonious, self-righteous, anti-gun, gun-grabber group that has been trying forever to establish themselves as a significant power in Minnesota politics and failing miserably, partly because their original management in the form of Heather Martens were just, frankly, outside their competency zone. They hit the Peter Principle right out of the gate in the late 2000s, I want to say. And when they switched over to Nancy Nord Bentz, they supercharged the derp, as the kids are saying these days. It's an organization who, through two rounds of management, have had one thing in common, and that is they have not made a single, not one, single statement that is simultaneous about guns, gun law, gun history, gun owners, gun violence, anything to do with the issue, that is simultaneously true, original, and true, original, and substantial. You might get two out of three. It might be true and original, but not substantial. Guns go bang. Okay. It might be original and substantial. Guns are gun violence is way up, but it's not true. Or it might be substantial and true, but they didn't think of it. And by the way, those are pretty rare on their side of the issue as well. Anyway, they're having their huge rally out in Excelsior today. And this is funny to watch. I'm watching video from Protect Minnesota. Now, Protect Minnesota, Nancy Nord Bentz, of course, in addition to being a serial fabulist on the gun issue, is also, I think, prone to, I don't want to say drunk tweeting because she's a Lutheran minister. She's ELCA, but still, she's a minister. I'm not going to accuse her of that. But she has this habit of every time she sends out an email to an email blast to the entire membership of Protect Minnesota, there's usually within the next few hours a correction or a retraction or some other oops going out. She had one of the best of all this week. But she's been saying over the past couple of weeks that they're looking for huge turnout at this rally out in Excelsior on the shores of Lake Minnetonka. And the scene looks beautiful. Fall out on Lake Minnetonka. I believe it's a band shell out in Excelsior. I'm not familiar with that. No, I don't get out to Excelsior much. I'm a St. Paul guy. But they're out at out in the western suburbs trying to mine a little bit of that blue love that's been moving out there. And it's hilarious. I mean, I've seen some photos coming in from the episode, from the quote rally, end quote. And as of a few minutes ago, I'm counting maybe 40 people there in the photo gathered, milling around in front of the band shell. You can see boats in the background. It's chilly out there. It's threatening to rain. It's kind of not a great night to be outdoors. Not a great day to be outdoors. The funny part is I'm watching the video feed from, quote, Protect, end quote, Minnesota's videographer, the person streaming the event. And the word event, I'm taking in the loosest possible sense of the term. And One of the things that they tell you when you're an event photographer for a partisan organization is if you don't have a whole lot of if you don't have a whole lot of people at your event, go for nothing but tight focus. No crowd shots, no wide focus shots, no establishing shots in the background. Focus in on your on your guests, on your speakers, and don't show the crowd, for the love of all that is holy. Well, just like everything else in the amateur clown car that is Protect Minnesota, run by Nancy Nord Benz, the Right Reverend Nancy Nord Benz, whom Sean Sorrentino messages me to say is known as the sing-song preacher. God, Lord, she is. I mean, it's kind of a Lutheran thing anyway. A lot of Lutheran preachers kind of tend to have this. And I grew up until age 11 in the Lutheran church before we committed the unthinkable and went Presbyterian. Lutherans do have kind of a sing-songy way about them. Anyway, Nancy Nord Benz, much, much worse than most. I've heard her speak. You can express your sympathy any way you want, but I've heard her speak in the past in public fora. And in addition to the fact that she has never and will never say a thing about the gun issue, which is simultaneously true, original, and substantial, she's just annoying as all bejeebers to listen to. Anyway, someone never gave their video person the lecture, the point, the dictum, the imperative not to pan over a paltry, freezing, miserable-looking crowd listening to a lot of terrible speakers blathering on. Seeing some of the feedback from the event here, Nancy's on record. She was talking earlier about how important the turnout was for this event, and it's just terrible. I think there are perhaps right now at this point, looking at the live stream, it looks like there may be two or three people dialed into the live stream. And I know for a fact I'm one of them, and at least another shooter activist is another one of them. So I hate to indulge in Schadenfreude. No, I don't. I love indulging in Schadenfreude. It's fun to watch these people lay a big, stinky egg on the shores of Lake Minnetonka for all the world to see. I may post the video on my blog as the show gets over here. Protect Minnesota underperforming even their meager expectations. And of course, I haste to add, we can't get too smug about this, because while Protect Minnesota was always and remains an amateurish clown car, they're not the only game in town anymore. Obviously, you've got the Bloomberg money coming in and largely bypassing Protect Minnesota. I mean, the money, the $1 million a year that that every town for gun safety is funneling to their local chapter and to Moms Want Action is going into Minnesota races, and they are outspending us, the good guys, by a ratio of about 10 to 1 last we checked. Now, we outfight them, we outthink them, we outwork them, we outreason them. But the fact is, there is a lot of money, and while it is fun, oh Lord, is it fun to laugh at Protect Minnesota, there's more there than meets the eye. So enjoy the fun while you can here, and make light and engage in the mockery of that which can be mocked. But as they say, gird your loins, because the battle is afoot. And there is a lot of money, and there are some actual seasoned politicos working for the other side in this state, and they came to win, or at least to try to win. 651-289-4488 is the number to call, should you care to join me. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's yet another, as always, as we come up on these elections, I could use 3 or 4 hours on the air to get through it all here today. And this is, oh, by the way, I've been hearing a lot in the moments we have remaining here before we get Jim Hagedorn on the air to talk about the Trump rally and the race down the first CD. I've had a bunch of people forward me a story today about a local TV reporter at a Rochester area, I believe Rochester area TV station, who was fired Friday after he wore a Make America Great Again hat whilst covering President Trump's rally Thursday in Rochester. A guy named Jim Bunner, a multimedia journo with Minnesota's NBC affiliate KTTC in Rochester, place I applied for a job 25 years ago and got rejected, was seen sporting one of the president's signature red MAGA hats and a red jacket with KTTC's logo, said BuzzFeed News. Matt Van Cleve, who is a video journo for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, took a picture of Bunner outside the rally at the Mayo Civic Center on Thursday, which led to his termination after a little less than a year at KTTC. This is a bad move to make if you're a journalist. And while, yes, you're correct, lefty journalists get away with it, you don't get away with it when you're a Republican, even as a joke. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot. Jim Hagedorn joins us when we come back. Go nowhere.
TwinCitiesTuitions.com has been helping families for over 7 years get into the school of their dreams. We have placed over 90 kids into private education, including Stacy's son.
I have to say that this was an answer to prayer. This program made it possible for my son to transition into ninth grade into a wonderful school. Dealing with the station, particularly Alyssa, has been such a blessing.
Education is one of the most important decisions that you can make as a parent.
The difference that I've seen in my son in a Christian education is a confidence that can only come from Jesus Christ. He stands firm in the truth, he knows what he believes, and he's going to know that Jesus is the answer.
Don't pay more than you need to for your child's first year of private school. Call me, Alyssa Brecken, at 651-289-4406. Or visit our website at TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
Hi, everybody. Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Let's talk managed services. Managed services is when you let a company like ours take over the responsibilities of keeping all of your computers and servers protected and running efficiently. We keep your systems patched, keep antivirus protection on all of your systems, provide a way to filter out much of the malware, manage your backups, and most of all, keep you up and running. This is no easy task and takes you time. Time is money. If your server or even an important computer goes down, can you afford this? Let us take care of all this for you, and you can stay focused on being profitable. And don't forget, we also fix your PCs, Macs, cell phones, and tablets, too. Call us today at 763-441-3884. Once again, 763-441-3884, or find us on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-981-0472. That's 1-800-981-0472. 1-800-981-0472.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Join us if you will, please. Had a caller ask me what was the song with which we went out to the break, which does my heart glad. Little Stephen and the Disciples of Soul, whom I am going to see at the Ames Center in Burnsville. 4 weeks from last night. The album Men Without Women from 1982, one of my three favorite albums in the history of American popular music, just want to say. By the way, it's the same guy who played Silvio Dante on The Sopranos, and for those of you who are into trivia, also second guitar player in the E Street Band since about 1975. As you may have gathered, I'm looking forward to the show. One other thing I'm looking forward to is the election here. I mean, I always look forward to elections. It's always interesting stuff, but one of the things that has me most interested is the fact that we are potentially on the brink of a couple of much-needed pickups here in Minnesota. With us, and I'm disclaiming this heavily to avoid jinxing anything, is Jim Hagedorn, running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District, hopefully flipping that seat back to the red for the first time since 2006. Jim, welcome to the Northern Alliance.
Mitch, it's great to be with you.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. And by the way, congratulations for the star placement at the president's visit this past week. First time meeting the president. How was the event for you?
It was the first time meeting President Trump. It was a terrific day. And the people of southern Minnesota and all the folks that gathered in Rochester were just, I think the president electrified the crowd with his speech. And just seeing him in person talking about the great accomplishments of the administration, the massive economic growth, the protecting our borders, protecting our God-given rights with justices like Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. People were just impressed and happy to see the president there in Rochester, and I was honored to meet him and to be part of it.
Now, it's not he just didn't happen to be on his way out to Great Falls. The president doesn't make trips the month before an election just for the fun of visiting the Mayo Clinic. He was there for a reason. Now, he's been to Duluth twice and Fargo a couple times in the last few months. Rochester's a new one for him. He came there because he sees the need to make sure Jason Lewis makes it over the finish line, but B, playing some offense with your campaign. I mean, you have to be somewhat flattered or at least complimented by the fact that you got on the president's agenda for the first time in a first district candidate's race in a long time, Jim Hagedorn.
Well, we were very flattered and honored, and it was a great boost. It was a great boost to all the Republicans, and people would say, is the president coming in for you? I said, no, he's coming in for all the Republicans in Minnesota. This is ground zero, and we have awesome opportunities across the board. And he was there stumping for Jeff Johnson for governor. It's critical that we elect a Republican for governor. We can straighten things out in St. Paul. I always say, I want to go to Washington and help, you know, make the country better. But if we don't make gains in Minnesota, you know, where will we be here? And then he also talked about our Senate races. And of course, Senator Housley was featured. And he talked very much about how we needed to beat both of those Democrat senators that are running. And obviously, Jason Lewis was there on stage. He gave a rousing speech. And Congressman Lewis, a great guy. We want to see him get reelected. And I don't know. I just gotta tell you, we run as a team, and I think we're going to win as a team. And that's the way we handle it down here in the first district.
Absolutely. And here now, you, of course, have the benefit of having a bit of a tailwind. The Trump hurricane came very close to putting you over the top 2 years ago. And I forget exactly what the Trump's margin of victory in the presidential race in the first was back in 2016. It was substantial, as I recall. So you've been working the first district. This is your third go at this one here right now. So here's hoping third time's the charm. Again, what are you hearing, especially as events have transpired over this last couple of weeks? What are you hearing from your voters in the 1st Congressional District?
Well, you're right. It's a district that the policies that President Trump ran on in 2016, they lined up with mine. We were kind of ran parallel campaigns on the issues. And he won the district with 53%. Hillary was way behind at 38%. And we ended up very close to Walz at 49.6%. So we kept going. Tim's out running for something else, as you know, and the seat's open. It's kind of the best pickup opportunity in the whole country for the Republican Party. And what I can tell you is that the people that voted for President Trump, you know, they wanted change. They wanted to see us move in a different direction. They didn't like what was going on with Obama, all this liberalism, trying to transform America into some European socialist state. That was being rejected, and from farmers to laborers to everybody in between, they wanted to move a new direction, and President Trump has us on the go, and I think people who voted for him are with him. That's what I think, and we're just going to keep going and tell him I want to partner with the president and keep rebuilding America.
What are you hearing about the ongoing, well, soon to be finishing, hopefully, God willing, Kavanaugh fiasco? I think that has the potential to really alter the geometry of this race. What are you hearing in the first CD about the way this fiasco has unfolded?
Well, people aren't happy with the process, and they think that, like usual, the Democrats are gaming the system, and it's all politics on their side. And I just say this is just another example of how the Democrats, especially nationally, overplay their hand. I mean, look what they tried to do to this guy and the way they tried to game the system, and it's backfired on them. And people are upset. And they say, hey, this is the choice. Are we going to have a justice on the court who will be a strict constructionist, who will interpret the Constitution and apply it properly as the forefathers intended? Or are we going to have some liberal who's going to hide behind a robe and try to make laws? And that's the difference. And maybe that's one of the prime reasons that Donald Trump won for president in 2016, and you see where we are. Had Hillary Clinton won the election, she would have stacked the court with radicals who would have invalidated everything we believed in and taken away our rights. So it was the most consequential election in our lifetimes. But, you know, the Democrats have done this before. They overplayed their hand right after the election of President Trump. And then they overplayed their hand when Obama was elected, and they gave us things that are still problems to this day. Obamacare and Dodd-Frank, the stimulus that drove up the debt. So, you know, I just think that when the people see it for what it is, they make up their own minds. So somehow they come siding with us, and that's what we're looking for on November 6th.
So, again, we're getting down to the last 4 weeks before the election here. Obviously, you're out beating the bushes of the first. There are bushes. There are actually trees in the first city. I can't remember.
Lots of trees.
I'm a North Dakota boy. I'm not used to rural areas with trees. Anyway, you're going through whatever vegetation there is down south here. and what help do you need from voters, both in your district and throughout the state of Minnesota? How can people, first of all, find out more about you and your race, but again, especially find out how they can help as we head in for this final push to shock the state?
Well, right now we're negotiating a lot of combines and so forth on the road. It's harvest season, so we a lot going on down here. But yeah, our website is jimhagedorn.org, and we'd love it if they'd go on there and request a yard sign or sign up to help us knock doors or make calls, maybe even send us a couple of bucks. We appreciate that. We have a pretty good following on Facebook if they want to go find us there. But, you know, by and large, we encourage people to get out and vote, make sure they get their neighbors out, and to keep doing everything they can for us, including you know, send us prayers from time to time. That helps, I can tell you that.
Absolutely does. I will post the link to the website at shotinthedark.info as soon as I get off the air here and have a moment to do some typing. Jim Hagedorn, definitely need to do whatever it takes to push you and Pete Stauber and Jason Lewis and, as a previous caller pointed out, Dave Hughes, who... Yeah, absolutely.
Dave's a great candidate. I'll tell you what, Dave's a great candidate. He'd make a terrific congressman. And Colin Peterson, who beat my boss in 1990, I was there. He'd been there too long. He needs to go.
He absolutely does it. And that's one of those districts where when Colin Peterson is finally dragged out of that office or leaves on his own, that district will, kind of like the first, I think, potentially, may never go Democrat again. These are districts that belong Republican. So Jim Hagedorn, this is your third go at this. And hopefully, God willing, with a tailwind, this is the charm. What have you learned? What's the biggest lesson or lessons you have learned about campaigning in your district over this past 4 years?
I think it's about showing up, and it's about traveling and going into the communities and meeting people at their homes and their businesses and all that, and just letting them know that, you first of all, you respect them enough to show up, and you respect them enough to tell you exactly, you know, what you believe and what you want to do with the job. You know, my opponent won't take a position on an issue. We know he's very liberal. He was an Obama political appointee.
Right.
He's a radical. He's the most radical guy ever to run down here. But he doesn't have the courage to let the voters know where he stands because he thinks they won't vote for him. And I just think, don't be deceptive. Go out and let people know where you stand. But I think it's just showing up. You know, we walked 350 miles of parades these last five years, and that's the equivalent of starting at South Dakota on our border on I-90 and crisscrossing I-90 all the way to Wisconsin, turning around, going to Rochester. So we've been out. We've been out in the community, and I've loved every minute of it. You learn a lot from the people. And I think you build up the connections that are going to help you if and when you get elected to the job.
Now, let's put you out ahead of your opponent on one issue right now. Since he doesn't tell people his positions, what are yours? What are the reasons to vote for Jim Hagedorn if you're listening for me down in the first and you haven't already made up your mind so far? Why vote for Jim Hagedorn?
Sure. You know, this election's about a clear contrast. I mean, if the Democrats win, they're taking us to the left. They're going to resist and try to replace President Trump. And I'd say I want to go out there and help them keep moving the country in the right direction. And that means making sure that we keep America safe with secure borders and that we have a military peace of strength. And that's really important. They've gotten a good start on that. I want to help the president continue on that path. Second thing is we don't need America to become some European socialist state. To keep the economy moving and make us prosperous, we have to reform the government. That means more regulatory reform, individual tax reform, work for welfare, energy independence, and get rid of this Obamacare and put back in free market reform so people can shop and drive down the cost of health care. After that, it means protecting our God-given rights. And primarily for me, it's the right to life, the right to keep and bear arms, and the right to religious freedom. Those are the three that are under attack by the left each and every day in Washington. And fourth, the primary interest of my candidacy is to sustain agriculture and our rural way of life. That's deeply personal for me. I grew up on a farm in Truman. My dad and grandfather, great-grandfather, all southern Minnesota farmers. And today I live in a rural farming community of Blue Earth, where I was born. So that's the purpose of running. That's what I stand for. That's what I'd like to do with the job for the folks. And, you know, I tell them, I humbly ask for their vote.
Jim Hagedorn running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. Jim, website one more time.
JimHagedorn.org.
And I will post that at shotinthedark.info. Jim, hopefully we can do this again before the election. In any case, I hope to see you at a victory party, an aptly named victory party coming up in about a month here. Hope we can pull that off here. What's the next stop of the campaign trail for you today?
Well, today we're in Faribault doing some kind of Main Street campaigning. Tomorrow we're going to end up in Mankato. I'll be at an Options for Pregnancy, a pro-life event, meeting about 500 good folks there. And then we got a busy week, debates and everything else. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Jim Hagedorn, thanks for joining us here, and best of luck. And we'll hope to see you getting on your plane on the way to D.C. in a couple months here.
Thank you, Mitch. Have a great day.
Jim Hagedorn running for the 1st Congressional District, basically the GOP-endorsed candidate to running for Congress down in the 1st Congressional District, which is basically the southern, I don't know, 20% of the state of Minnesota. Covers Rochester, Mankato, basically the entire border with Iowa, all the way up to the bottom of the 2nd and 3rd Congressional Districts. So, yeah, great to have him on the broadcast here. Again, one of the top chances for a flip. And to basically flip the district back from 12 years of control by Tim Walz. Now we got to continue flipping offices to keep him, Tim Walz, out of the governor's office. Oh, more about that when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. I'll see everything through. I'll do anything I have to do just to win the love of a girl.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans. Plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs. Plans with $0 premium. And even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you'll receive 15% off your first month of service. And just for being a loyal Patriot listener, I'll waive your first initial cleaning fee. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Standard Heating knows some things never get old for us Minnesotans. The fall colors, s'mores, football tailgating, but some things like your furnace do get old. And that can mean higher heating bills this fall. Fortunately, if you get a new furnace from Standard Heating this October, you can save at least $1,300. In addition to saving $1,300 on your new high-efficiency furnace, you'll be saving even more money on your heating bills. And saving money never gets old. Your new furnace will provide worry-free comfort for you and your family for years to come. You can count on Standard's NEAT certified technicians to make installation quick and easy, and always be there to keep it working at peak performance. That's why Standard Heating has been a trusted name since 1930. Find out more about saving $1,300 on your new furnace at standardheating.com/patriot. Don't wait. This sale ends October 31st. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort you deserve.
AM 1280. The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Don't forget Brad Carlson coming up tomorrow, 1 to 3 p.m. Don't forget King Banyan every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440. Business Radio 1440 for the Twin Cities, a.k.a. AM 1440, the businessman. And don't forget the Patriot Fan Club. It's got all the perks of a reward card. None of the hassle. AM 1280, the Patriot Fan Club. You can go to am1280thepatriot.com. Click on the Fan Club area for pre-sale access to tickets, exclusive content, prizes, and much, much more. The Fan Club members have had a chance to win our October Book of the Month, Jesus is Risen by David Limbaugh. It's an examination of the Book of Acts, plus six New Testament epistles to equip everyday believers to spread Christ's word. And it's a great time. I actually join the AM 1280 The Patriot Fan Club because there's going to be some, who knows, we might even squeeze in some Narn-related perks here. Stay tuned for that. And when I say there might be, I mean that in exactly the same way. They say, hey, there might be a Narn table at this upcoming event a couple of years ago. If you build it, they will come. You might be saying, what about that Narn cruise you keep talking about? I didn't say a thing. I said nothing about a Northern Alliance Radio Network cruise. I would never talk about a Northern Alliance cruise. No, sir. Someone else will have to come up with that idea. The cruise, I mean. Anyway, 651-289-4488 is the number to call. Continuing to watch the ongoing unraveling of the Protect Minnesota rally out on the shores of Lake Minnetonka. And a friend of mine messaged me via social media saying, if you recall the huge rally that we had, the good guys, the gun owners had at the Capitol last April 28th, for which I actually missed the broadcast. I actually was out on assignment working security at the event that day. And we drew 3,000-4,000 real Americans. Now, this event on the shores of Lake Minnetonka, and by the way, total cost came to about $500. Protect Minnesota has paid considerably more than that to draw, I'm going to guess, maybe 50 people at this point. I mean, renting that band shell is not cheap, folks. I just know this from experience. Renting that band shell out on I know people who know this from experience. I should say I've never done it, but it's not cheap, folks. You're pouring a lot of money into an event that, you're probably pouring something on the lines of $20-$30 per attendee into this event. This is hilarious stuff to watch. But there's a lot of not so hilarious stuff going on underneath the behind the curtain here. The Kavanaugh attempted lynching, which will hopefully reach its end sometime moments after we go off the air here, is part of what Andrew McCarthy, in a brilliant article in National Review today, calls the weaponization of investigations. He has a great article that I will also link at shotinthedark.info in a bit here. And I quote, "The left ruins everything. That's because the left stands ready to eradicate any norm at any time if there is political advantage in it. The latest to be cast aside are the precepts that we never tolerate unbridled abusive investigations, nor do we abide full-blown criminal investigations without solid evidence that a crime has been committed. And even then, we demand adherence to time-honored limits." Now, as we talked about with Alan, sometimes federal prosecutors don't follow those limits, and that's something that needs to be rooted out completely in our society. But anyway, back to Andrew McCarthy. "In the probes of Donald Trump and now Brett Kavanaugh, those norms have been wiped away by the simple expedient of rebanding criminal investigations. Now, the sleuths are unleashed under the guise of, quote, counterintelligence, end quote, and background checks, end quote, whatever pretext is needed to get their foot in the door. And once they're in, the earth is there to be scorched as if the crime of the century had occurred." Now, you might say, you might actually believe that it's okay. This refers to presidents and Supreme Court nominees. No. This same idea, using whatever, basically co-opting whatever official process and procedure that they can get their hands on to play into the hands of gaining more power and keeping more power, if it succeeds at the federal level or even gives them the results they want at the federal level, i.e. energizing their base, you can expect this to propagate downward. It's already happening at the state level. You're seeing the sliming of Republican candidates on a systematic basis. We've talked about this for years. I know Republican office holders who have declined to run for federal office because, or for Congress, because the noise machine, the smear machine on the left plays for keeps. It's a blood sport. And you can expect this in your workplace if you haven't already experienced it. We've heard about the weaponization of human resources at places like Google, places like Amazon in recent years, places like Facebook, not just weaponizing of social media against the right, against conservatives, but the weaponizing of workplace culture against conservatives. Oh, this is going to be a big subject after the election here. This is a battle that we cannot afford to lose. Thanks for tuning in today. See you next week. God bless you all. God bless America.
My mommy's tummy kick.
Wow, what was in there?
My new little brother or sister.
I think he's going to be a soccer player.
Bet he's already practicing in mom's tummy. Mom says a baby has a heartbeat at 18 days.
Hi, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or information, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is totally educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby is a baby is a baby.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, If SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
TwinCitiesTuitions.com has been helping families for over 7 years get into the school of their dreams. We have placed over 90 kids into private education, including Stacy's son.
I have to say that this was an answer to prayer. This program made it possible for my son to transition into ninth grade into a wonderful school. Dealing with the station, particularly Alyssa, has been such a blessing.
Education is one of the most important decisions that you can make as a parent.
The difference that I've seen in my son in a Christian education is a confidence that can only come from Jesus Christ. He stands firm in the truth, he knows what he believes, and he's going to know that Jesus is the answer.
Don't pay more than you need to for your child's first year of private school. Call me, Alyssa Brecken, at 651-289-4406. Or visit our website at TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Fueled.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.